updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cavco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cavco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
It's March 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of March, 1962, music legend Bob Dylan released his debut album. The album was titled
Oh, What's About Time?
And contained original songs such as
Infinity
and
Everybody Make a Star,
as well as the classic
I Keep Looking for the Jesus.
Have a great March 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Heavy fighting raging around the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital and surrounding neighborhoods. The Israeli military says it has killed 50 Hamas terrorists in the hospital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he remains determined to carry out a ground invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, despite misgivings by President Biden. Inflation remains a top concern for small businesses, which reported lower optimism in February. The National Federation of Small Business Optimism Index fell to 89.4 in February, the 26th consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. The Dow was up 320 points today, the Nasdaq gained 63, and the S&P 500 added 29 points. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk? Junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that essence I've been jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hump, my hump, my hump.
That'll take your mind off your troubles. It works for me. It is 4:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Unhappy Hour with me, Greg Budell, and Rosie Brock. And I'm apologizing to Rosie and all of you because I went way off the deep end last hour. And that's why I wonder, because one of these days I'm going to turn into Fred Sanford. And I'm going to be looking around. Rosie, it's the big one.
God help us all.
So I want to do something nice here. We can do a good deed.
Okay.
A young lady named Brittany Jo, who lives in the preferred community, has taken in a stray. It did not have a collar, does not have a microchip. She has taken the dog for treatment, and she would like to find this pup a home. So I'm going to share this to my page, and even if you, it's, there's a long shot, somebody may know where this dog came from or who it belonged to, but we got to find a home. So I want to help Brittany, so I'm just going to ask you to please share and share until we find this beautiful. Yeah, I could do this little microphone and dictate this, right? Why am I typing this out? What an idiot. What a moron. What an old fart boomer.
No.
This. I just repeated it. Rich Thomas. Well, now I'm dictating Rich Thomas into it. I don't want Rich Thomas in this. I love Rich, but congratulations on your new bathroom, buddy. This. Pooch finds a home. Exclamation point. Share now. This is something we can set aside all of this infuriating news and maybe accomplish something good today with this doggy. Looks like a sweet boy. And Brittany, you are a great human being for doing what you did. But that's very typical of our listeners. How many times over the years have we helped people with stray situations, lost dogs, and so forth? Including one really amazing story. Lady who had a little Yorkie stolen out of her car.
Yeah.
At a Walgreens. The one at Perry Hill and Atlanta Highway. And we put out all points. People were sharing the story all over Facebook. But ultimately, she was in a gas station. And she saw the dog in a car parked at another pump and took it back. What are the odds on that? That's God work, in my opinion.
Good for her.
T. Spear.
And if they had stolen my mother, sure, she might have so much and might have brought her back. They'd have been begging me to take her back. Anyway, I was going to let you know, I'm Leticia James. Just remember, the only way that she can get into Trump Tower is to spend the night at that austere location is by the judge telling the doorman that he has to let her in, because that's the only way she's getting in. And she called her Jean Pierre Pisshead. No, my name for her is Mophead. because she reminds me of the old-fashioned dolls that they used to say rag mop to make a doll head with. That's mop head. Remember to laugh. Remember to breathe, because we all sit there with you, and we appreciate you more than you will ever know, Greg. The passing of Mommy the Swami hurt all of us.
Yeah.
She would tell you War Eagle today, because eagles gotta fly. And we have to remember that there were a whole lot of eagles that made this country. And we will not give up. Hang in there.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm just feeling very worn down.
Well, take a deep breath. Take a sip of coffee. Take some water.
Well, thank you for the call. All right. Break time. On News Talk 93.1 FM, here's some good news. We talked about this yesterday. And it should be in Food Outlet today or tomorrow at the latest, the Gooey Butter Cake Ice Cream by Bluebell.
Yeah.
They whatever they come in with, they always bring us their latest flavor. And it's always great. I haven't had one that I didn't love, but this one, I think, is my new favorite, although I ate very little of it. I recommend it passionately, because, in fact, I could probably, if there's still a half gallon in there, how about if I started eating that right out of the thing?
There probably is some, Greg.
No, no. What happens is, I was going to talk about this yesterday. Bluebell comes and they leave a couple of full gallons, and whatever they've scooped out of one, usually bring three. And I would love to go back and look at our video monitors to see where two of those, the two full gallons, escaped yesterday and who they escaped with. Just curious, asking for a friend. It's 4:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll get back to the traffic dungeon with Skipper in a minute. Let's talk about the last true family car dealership, the Ingrams, three Ingrams, including Ray, the top dog at Jack Ingram, still on the property. And when you have a need for a vehicle, whether it's you're looking brand new because they have brand new Nissan, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi, John Ingram handles those. But John has also introduced to the market the next level of protection for people shopping pre-owned vehicles. And that is the Select program. JackIngramSelect.com if you want to look online, and they have cars in all price ranges, including a 2001 Mercury Marquis under $10,000. And that vehicle, by the way, it's a luxury car, but it has all the safety and protection you might want to surround a new driver with. So, and of course, they continue up from there. SUVs, sedans, luxury cars. I wonder if that Corvette is still there. I think I will check the $10,000 to $20,000 price range and see what is hanging out there. I can't believe this vehicle is still there. It's a 99 Vette with 64,000 miles. Do the math. That's a little over 2,000 miles a year for a car that has passed all their stringent resale requirements, including the 84-point checkup on the engine, has to meet factory specs to be there. They have 25 lending partners that will help put you in that machine. And then it comes with warranty protection, roadside assistance, rental car reimbursement for the length of the warranty. So when you shop there, all you need to do is decide whether the vehicle you're looking at is right for you personally, for your family, for your business, or maybe a new driver. Jack Ingram Select. They don't resolve somebody else's troubles, and they go to great lengths to make sure that that is the case. All right, let's hit up Skipper in the traffic dungeon real quick at 4:15. Doing a traffic report on this progress.
Well, for those of you up around the area of Alabama Highway 14 and 143 near the Viaduct, we have a piece of structural steel laying in the road. Don't let that bend up your car. We've also got an accident, Augusta at Norman Bridge Road. That's going to be just up from Ogden.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going. And our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors. And so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday, and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Do we have your undivided attention?
No.
Well, for those who... I do have your undivided attention. A note from Skipper. There are currently 10 accidents. How could there be 10 accidents on a day like this? Maybe I startled... I don't know. But... keep this in mind. If you are involved in a wreck this afternoon, you're going to be waiting a long time for law enforcement. Why is that, Mayor Reed? I'm just curious. Where are the police? Are we still understaffed over there? What's going on? That's all I want to know. Where are the police? They're supposed to be available for stuff like this. Sit and wait. That's the answer. But we're going to have smart bus benches in this town. Soldier Boy, what's up?
Hey, two quick things, Greg. First thing is, I was reading an article last weekend in the Montgomery Advertiser. We're like 80 to 85 officers short for one reason or another.
Okay? Yeah, because they... it's his way of defunding the police without saying I'm defunding the police. It's a bunch of garbage. Next.
That's correct. And the second thing is, too, a friend of mine works at a car dealership, and I used to sell cars for 5 years for a local dealership. And I asked him the other day, and he told me something very interesting. They're not taking in any electrical cars because the electrical car market has gone boom thanks to Joe Biden and everything, and forcing them down these dealers' throats to take and throw them on their lot. They're not taking them in as trade-ins.
Wow.
They told my friend he brought his in and wanted to trade it. He even wanted to trade for another one. They would not take it in as a trade-in because they said, and he asked them why. And he said, simply, he said, they don't feel they can resell it. There's no market for it.
And again, this vehicle is what?
Electric, EV.
Wow.
Electric vehicle. I don't want to say what manufacturer, because everybody makes electric cars, okay? It's just the essence of it. Electric cars have no resale value in the local market.
And they're making electric cars, why? Because Joe Biden and his jackasses are putting all tons of pressure on them to do that.
But whose fault is it originally? These Ford dealership, Ford manufacturer company, they took those incentive money. They took that greedy money and said, okay, yeah, we'll build them for you, because they didn't want to build them ever because they saw that there was no market for them. But if the government's going to cover my rear end with money...
And these by the way, these cars aren't affecting the climate one iota. They're still being charged with fossil fuel for the most part, as David Blackman, energy expert extraordinaire, said yesterday. They're accomplishing nothing in that regard. This is all a mirage.
You want to see a clean turbo car, for example, the TDI, the turbo diesel injected. It's made by Volkswagen, the engine. You can stand behind it and breathe it in. And do you remember the old days 10 years ago, you stand behind a diesel and you pass out?
Yeah.
That's how good the emissions have become, that TDI is that good. And we stand behind it. I said, man, I don't even... He says, that's a diesel, Soldier Boy. I said, you got to be kidding. I said, doesn't smell like one. He goes, no, it doesn't. He says, they've come so far ahead with emissions. So it's not because of emissions.
I appreciate that you share that with us. Thanks. I'm about to post something else on Facebook that's pretty cool. It is a receipt from the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, a bill to the Rolling Stones for $109, or $1,009, the cost of recording the song Wild Horses.
Wow.
See, what do they charge here? Studio time, $877 at $65 an hour. 3 1-inch reels of tape, 3/4-inch reels of tape, and 5 empties at $2 each. $1,009.75. So, I just put that on Facebook, too. What?
Nothing. You pick up the phone and...
Don't be afraid of me. Just because I'm passionate and occasionally loud, there's no reason to be afraid to call this show. Why, I can snap into Mr. Rogers just like that. Because there's medicine for people like me.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Holy cow.
Is that your tongue?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Somebody once told me they didn't want to know me. Said that I rubbed them the wrong way. So I looked them in the eye and said, kiss my ass and die. And that shirt you're wearing makes you look real. Well, I'm the guy in traffic that won't let you cut in. The gal at the office that always has a butt in. Light's still red, I'm behind you honking. Go to the movies, I'm the guy that's talking. You and your girl get up to dance. You come back and I'm sitting in your seat. You say that it's yours and you want it. I look at the chair, say your name's not on it. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one asshole. Get a haircut and I ask which bowl. Point right at your nipples and tell you that you're cold. The express lane says 12 items. I'm checking 35 and I don't try to hide them. I'll roll up, look you in the face, and quickly cut you off to get in the parking place. Wedding reception, I'm no class. I go to kiss the bride and run my hand across her ass. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one.
427 on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. I know what we should do. Let's go to some stupid news. How about that?
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. By the way, Master Thespian joining us at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Law enforcement stopped traffic in North Carolina. I wonder if Skipper's ever had one of these. Because, in fact, we did a whole show one time on weird things people have seen on the side of the road. And the one item, I mean, I've heard about ladders and major appliances. But the thing that always baffled me is how one shoe ends up on the shoulder of the road. Is that somebody, I mean, in Florida, it used to be common, especially cars that didn't have good air conditioning, they'd have the windows down and people would stick their feet out the window. Maybe the wind took them off. But in North Carolina, cops stopped traffic after an open safe was found on the side of the road.
Wow.
It apparently fell off another vehicle. That would require, a safe is a very heavy item. It would require some extraordinarily bad driving to launch a safe out of your car. People had to be stopped from grabbing the money as it blew around. What do you do in a situation like that? Oh, doesn't everybody have that dream where the armored truck that you're riding behind on 65, suddenly the doors blow open and there's cash just spilling out from everywhere? Yeah, I guess the right thing to do would be to grab the money and give it back, right?
Yeah.
I probably would.
If it was your safe, you'd want somebody to do that.
You're absolutely right. If it was my armored car taking my paycheck to the bank.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to get that back, please. I'd pay reward. Can you imagine that?
No. Horrible.
A deputy, what day is this? All right, I got to go back. I'm going to go to my audio so, because I never did get to this story on Friday. A deputy in Florida, where else would something like this happen, right?
Right.
Had to fend off an aggressive turkey during a traffic stop. In fact, this deputy thought it was a chicken. Now, we can get confused on bird species very easily. Let me see where I find the stupid news. This is dated the 15th, right? Okay, where is the aggressive turkey story? Was that yesterday? Because this came out Friday, the story itself, and the audio may not have shown up until over the weekend. So Bear with me. Be patient, please. Here it is. The story was in Friday's prep, but the audio showed up in yesterday's prep. And this happened. This is weird. This story says a deputy in Florida. This says South Carolina. So maybe there was some confusion. That's why. There was a standoff with a turkey and an SUV. And the SUV could not get the turkey to not stand its ground.
The turkey about to fight everybody, boy. He wanted to smoke. He's trying to protect all his little ladies over there in the woods, boy. The turkey said he want all the smoke. Hey, I don't want no smoke, bro.
I expected to hear a turkey, but not a human one. I wanted to hear the turkey, you know, getting all riled up and ticked off. Back to Florida, where a woman was arrested for using fake diplomatic plates. This must be the new thing. Somebody picked her up from jail in a different car. They got arrested after picking her up because she, too, had fake diplomatic plates. You would think if somebody called you from jail and said, I'm in jail because they caught me with fake diplomatic plates. So when you come to pick me up, take off the fake diplomatic plates so I don't get arrested again.
Yeah.
But she did. Hey, here's another thing I need to ask about. Because I know somebody locally who has an issue with bees. Except for some reason they're protected. And there's a huge hive of these bees near the entrance to their building. And nobody wants to do anything about it. It's classic government. They pass a law that protects the bees, and they can't do jack squat for the people who are being threatened by them. Again, in what universe does any of this make sense? Not one that I can recognize. So has anybody had any experience with this? Does anybody know who is authorized to come and remove the threat to human beings?
Couldn't you get a beekeeper?
Where do you find them?
Well, I'd look in the Yellow Pages to begin with and then go from there.
Yeah.
Surely in this area, in the rural area, there would be one.
They've called, this is not a rural area. This is in the city. This is in Cloverdale.
No, but I'm saying in the rural area around.
Oh, there probably is. Yeah, no doubt. An apiarist or something, isn't that what they're called?
I forget.
I'll ask an authority. What is the professional name for a beekeeper?
An apiarist is another term for a beekeeper.
You're right.
And an apiary is a
Mr.
term...
Mr. Vocabulary strikes again. Thank you, Siri. But here's the thing. Citizen calls 911. When you have a full hive of bees by your front door, that's a situation. The fire department dishes it off to somebody else. Nobody wants to do anything about it for the citizen. This is how government works. And it's just wrong. These environmentalist a-holes, man, they're going to, you know, every creature on the planet will have these massive protections. We won't be able to do anything without risking going to jail. But they'll have protection. You know, the asylum is truly being run by the inmates these days, and we are that asylum.
Biloxi Gambler.
Yes, Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, put it on Facebook, man. There's bee people. It was just, 2-3 days ago, because, you know, I watched the 5:30 news on NBC and then WSFA, but they had a tennis match that was called because of bees, and they called in this dude, and this dude just like hit him with some smoke and stuff. He collected them all and he took them with him. They don't need to be killed. There's somebody in the area. If you put it on Facebook, maybe they'll trip along it, but the beekeepers, they want those bees.
Yeah.
All right.
Out of Cloverdale, so it's going to be somebody in Elmore County or Tioga County or something like that. But somebody up here keeps bees. I know a dude, y'all know him too, but But anyway, I'll see if I can't get him a message. But I don't know if he goes and collects bees. But he's got, he keeps bees. I'll tell you a background story. He they won't deliver packages to his house because of the bees.
Right, I know.
And I understand that. You know, some people are allergic. And I said, well, they can leave it at the box if you give them permission. So he gave Brent permission or whatever. So he goes, I don't care. I just, if they bring it that far. And I said, okay. So anyway, they're leaving all his packages at his mailbox. Because if you go up to his house, it's, you know, the beast.
Right.
But anyway.
It's the beast and thing to do.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it'll be done, and you'll probably get a phone call since we're talking about it. If you keep mentioning it every now and then, somebody will catch you.
I already got a name from my friend 84, so.
There you go. Somebody will come get those bees. They'll smoke them down. Yeah, the bee people know how to manipulate them.
Bee Man Mike, thanks for the call, but Lexi Gambler, we got Ken, whose initial is B.
Yes. Ken B, yes, sir. listen, I had this happen to me recently, like within the last week. I got a hive of them that made or trying to make a nest on my fence, and I went to Prattville Farm Center, one of your supporters, and he has the name of a guy that will be willing to come out and do it. Basically, I told him I was going to try to use some bug spray. He said, "No, you can't do that. They'll actually get you in trouble if while it happens.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Protected.
Yeah, because they're protected. We're not. Citizens are protected. That's the new Montgomery under Mayor Reed.
That's right. So anyway, what they told me they do is they go in there, they use the smoke machine, they find the queen, they'll pull the queen out, put it in a hive, and they'll all follow them into the. To the hive. That's what happened.
Isn't nature amazing?
Yeah. It is.
Thank you for that information.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. So, maybe City of Dreams is anachronistic. Because I think our city motto should be, there's nothing we can do. This is what people who are crime victims here, there's really nothing we can do. With this situation, I know this is a fact because you call the landlord calls the fire department, and blah, blah, blah. They keep kicking the ball back and forth. Nobody wants to take responsibility. Nobody can do anything. And yet we spend how much our city sales taxes, 10%. We're, according to one of our callers, 85 understaffed. Drive the way you want. Break the speed limit. Who's going to stop you? Do you see any? I used to know where locations were where you would slow down because you knew there was a chance the police could be there. I mean, I don't speed generally. Maybe it fudged a few miles an hour over the limit. What's the point? In Florida, they taught us to arrive alive. But I don't see anything out there. And now Skipper tells us we have all these accidents. And everybody's waiting for law enforcement to show up so they can do a report, and there's nothing. This is wrong. This is not what we're paying 10% on everything we buy in the city of Montgomery. This is not the level of service we should be getting. And there's one man that could do something about it, and somehow I don't think he will. Tired of it. Really tired of it. Yo, let me mention that Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, you know, on the Friday morning show, we give away the works. All you got to do to be eligible for that drawing is call Jay between 6 and 9 a.m. Give him your first name and last initial. The works is a full service on your car from oil change, fluid check, safety inspection of brakes, diagnostic check. All of these things done. Tires rotated. And by the way, when they rotate the tires, two guys do that because they do a rolling inspection and remove anything that's embedded in your tires. And when you need new ones, Don Duncan has wholesale priced major name brand tires and always gives you a price that includes installation. Uh-huh. So don't hesitate. They've got three locations to serve you. And by the way, if you need accommodation like a ride back to your office or home, just ask. They're happy to do it. Or when you call in, let them know if you're making an appointment. Don Duncan on Mount Duncan and Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations. most definitely have a lot of busy traffic all over the Montgomery area right now. But we have this. If you're up around Alabama off Highway 14 at 143 at the Viaduct, a large piece of structural steel in the road there is what has been reported. Don't bend your car up. In Montgomery, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. I-65 and 85, very busy. And we've got bunches of minor accidents all over the area. We also have an overturned vehicle. This is going to be at Augusta at Norman Bridge. That is right near the warming center. Please use caution there. And watch out for those minor accidents. A lot of people are just sitting on the side of the road waiting on accident investigators. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Tredham State. Tredham State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What's on the mind of the oversmoked menthol Meredith? Find out at the end of the break right now. 1819 News.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A member of the Alabama House is forecasting whether or not the gambling bill will pass that chamber now that it's been severely altered by the state Senate. State Representative Chip Brown spoke on FM Talk 106.5 out of Mobile on the Midday Mobile show.
There is an opportunity for us to non-concur, which means we don't agree to the changes. And then you go to conference, and we send our representatives, and they send their representatives. And I think we have an opportunity, possibly, depending on who's on the conference on the Senate side, to come up with some legislation that might be something that is acceptable to both sides. So we'll see. I don't know what that would be, but we will see.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A Mobile man was officially sentenced to death by a judge this past Monday for the murder of a police officer back in 2019. 24-year-old Marco Perez of Theodore was already convicted by a jury a month ago for the death of Sean Tudor. The judge officially signed off on the jury's verdict. Attorneys for Perez are appealing that conviction. A student from Enterprise has been named the winner of the Alabama Spelling Bee. Aiden Nyon won the spelling competition after 17 rounds with students that are in 8th grade or higher. Nyon now heads to the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. that will be held this coming May. The victory word for Nyon was the word dysphagia, which means difficulty in swallowing. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Menthol Meredith.
Everybody and their dogs wondering, where in the heck is that Kate Middleman? Now, some of y'all are saying that that William couldn't keep his scepter in his trousers, so Kate got out of there faster than a greased pig. Well, at least she ain't it all classy and crap and just went missing. Shoot, when I caught Skeeter getting it on with my ex-cousin Crystal in the Arby's walk-in freezer, I just slammed the door, locked their butts in the deep freeze, and cranked up the Skinner to drown out their screams for help. It's like the old saying goes, don't get mad, just give them hypothermia. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got tased at the rodeo over the weekend, and now every time I blink, I hear a buzzing sound. Is that normal?
I saw the rodeo Friday night. It was a lot of fun. I haven't been to a rodeo since the International Amphitheater in Chicago. And they did a really nice job. Good work. It's Crawdad.
Every time you play Menthol Meredith, I'm pretty sure I know her. I enjoy that very much. Thank you. And I wanted to ask you, sir, you are, the springtime is now here. And where you live, coming and going, I'm pretty sure you're going to run across this. So be careful if you're in the car or if you're riding on your cyclological machine. I understand they're probably going to have to put up a turtle crossing out that way. Sliders and cooters are going to be wanting to move from one little wet pond to another, and I'm sure the city or the county is going to make them put up a turtle crossing, but it's not going to work because turtles don't read.
Yeah, government doesn't always take those kinds of important things into consideration, do they?
No, sir, they don't. Anyway, I just checking with you, because if the turtles are crossing, the crawdads are probably going to follow the turtles.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Thanks for that insight, old wise man crawdad. All right, I found something else to put on Facebook, too, that's kind of funny. It's a... I'm just going to put, because I'm too lazy and too neurotic and too worked up today, I'll just put the laughing, crying emoji on it and post it. It's a little communique between a dad and apparently a petulant daughter. Not that I would know anything about that. And sometimes the best way to take our mind off our troubles is to look at the troubles of somebody else, which I will now attempt to do. A longtime friend who lives across the country, writes this woman, recently called me up to ask me to be a bridesmaid. What I wasn't prepared for was the way she went into detail about why she was asking me. I learned I was a backup because she demoted one of her original bridesmaids and critiqued her behavior. I accepted, although immediately my feelings were a little hurt that I wasn't a first choice. Yeah. Duh, yeah, I could see that. After we hung up, I realized her wedding is 9 months away. My husband and I are trying to start a family, so it's possible that I may not be able to make the trip for her wedding. Would it be better to let her know now and decline to be a bridesmaid, or should I wait until I'm actually pregnant and go from there? I do treasure our friendship and would love to be part of her wedding day if possible.
I'd let her know now.
I would too. Because here's the thing. If she wouldn't understand your circumstances as you described them here, she's not a friend to be treasured.
Exactly.
Plus, you were second choice. It's a nice way to let her know that sucked. That's what I would recommend. See, now, doesn't doing something like that make you feel better?
No.
All right, well, we'll keep looking for things. Half of parents are paying for adult kids. A Savings.com survey said that 47% of American parents are supporting an adult child. Does that include, now my daughter's 34, but she's never going to be too old for an Easter egg hunt from dad.
No, it doesn't include that, Greg.
Okay. Because she's very self-sufficient. The likelihood of a young adult moving out is also decreased. That's good news for parents who have been waiting, hoping. Millennials and Gen Zers earn less than their parents did at the same age. When adjusted for inflation, they also carry more student loan debt.
Yeah.
When are the people that are carrying this gigantic student loan debt going to wake up and understand how the government screwed you? Starting with jackass number one.
Assalamu alaikum.
Him. He's the one that... Assalamu alaikum. We're going to redo the student loan thing. And made the cost of going to college. The other day, there was a list of the 10 majors that pay the lowest salaries. Most of them were in the $35,000 to $40,000 a year range. And most of them were liberal arts degrees, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There should be some type of legal setup. There's nothing wrong with choosing those careers if your chosen passion is more important than making a ton of money doing it, fine. But shouldn't they be able to tell the students, I'm borrowing, you know, $120,000 over 4 years to get a degree in a job that's going to pay $40,000 to $40,000? That makes no sense.
No.
You could never get a mortgage that way on a house. But they just obligate, and again, they make it like herpes. You can't get rid of this debt. You can't bankrupt your way out of it. There's a few things you can do, like public service and stuff, that will bring it down a bit. But, here is a message from Steve. Removal beekeepers from the Florida Department of Agriculture.
Florida?
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Master Thespian, get in as quickly as you can because I am officially deteriorating in front of my listeners' ears. Florida. No, Alabama.
Oh, good.
But I was telling Rosie, you know what the interesting thing here is? We're talking about the end of free speech. Texas trying to protect its citizens, and this, watching the language here, I got a lot of words floating around. They don't want them to be able to do that. They want these illegals to come in. They want them to have guns. They want them to, you know, have government benefits, the whole thing. And it's just ridiculous. That's what it is.
When one of them gets taken out by one of those illegal aliens with guns, they'll think again.
You know, I'd like to believe that, but I have trouble because you just know whatever the next wrong thing is, they're going to do it. Whatever the worst possible reply to a circumstance is, that's the next move they're going to make. Steve, thank you for sending that. Let me put a big golden thumb up on that. Well, emojis are handy when you need them.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 5:15, markets seem to have a pretty big day today. I don't know why, but Brant McDonald will know, and we'll ask him and how it impacts money and what we might expect moving forward. And he will join us at 5:15. He represents the firm Invista Advisors. If you've never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner, may I recommend you give him a call. Meet Brant. Meet his team. He's got a team at Invista Advisors. Devoted, literally, these people are obsessed with research and looking into trends so they can best protect and grow the money that's entrusted to them. The number to make that appointment, 387-0094. And I can promise you this too. Nobody's going to hound you to buy this or buy that. It's not a sales pitch. It's just a chance to ask questions and see if there isn't a good match there for your financial future. That's 387-0094. And East of the Rockies is on line one. Hello, East.
Hey, very quickly, I wanted to comment on having adult children at home. We've got one, but he's a joy to have. He's not a problem at all. I mean, he carries his own weight. But I connected him with Eddie Bader, and my young East wants to get his own place soon. And Eddie is working with him on that. And I would suggest that to any parent. If you don't want your kids living at home, connect them with Eddie Bader and let Bader make it better.
We are better with Bader.
Yeah.
We were talking about Bader butter this morning. Your bread is better with Bader butter. Thanks, East, for the story. We appreciate it. Off to the traffic dungeon. Wall Street Business Report next.
Well, we most definitely have a lot of busy traffic all over the Montgomery area right now. But we have this. If you're up around Alabama off Highway 14 at 143 at the Viaduct, a large piece of structural steel in the road there is what has been reported. Don't bend your car up. In Montgomery, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. I-65 and 85, very busy. And we've got bunches of minor accidents all over the area. We also have an overturned vehicle. This is going to be at Augusta at Norman Bridge. That is right near the warming center. Please use caution there. And watch out for those minor accidents. A lot of people are just sitting on the side of the road waiting on accident investigators. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Tredham State. Tredham State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street notched another record high as traders wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates. The S&P 500 shook off an early loss and closed 0.6% higher, beating the all-time high it set last week. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market ahead of the Fed's announcement on Wednesday about where it sees rates ending the year. In a historic move, Japan's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate back to at least zero. The Dow up 320 points to close at 39,110. The Nasdaq gained 63 points to 16,166. The S&P 500 added 29 to 5,178. New York oil rose 75 cents to $83.47 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain